Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in Portmarnock, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? Or if you're looking for somewhere to stay in Dublin, why not book the White Sands Hotel? It is on the beach. It's overlooking one of the most beautiful beaches in the country. When the weather is great, there is nowhere nicer than sitting outside the White Sands Hotel, having a bite to eat, having a pint, and just watching the world go by. The White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Charlotte sent us an email, which you can do as well, by the way. The email address is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Anyway, here's what Charlotte wrote to us. I want you to talk about this topic because I've been treated like an outcast and a monster for the last year. I started dating a fella from work 8 months ago, which actually started when he came on to me at a work night at the Dogs. I was 100% single and I fancied him. I actually said to him at the time, "Are you sure, 'cause you're married?" And he said, "Yeah." The relationship is actually going well, but I want to talk about family and friends who have stopped talking to me because of what I'm doing, being called a homewrecker. I'm no monster. I'm single. I don't want to hurt anyone and nobody will get hurt. But why is it always the woman that gets the blame? My best friend stopped talking to me and says that I've no self-respect. You should talk about this because it's a disgrace the way that I am treated. And that's from a lady called Charlotte. So, okay, Charlotte is in a relationship with a man who's married. She knew he was married from the get-go, but she still allowed this relationship to develop. And her best friend has basically blanked her and said, "Want to have nothing to do with you."
Now, there's a lot more details to her story, which we can't say here because they will identify people and we don't want to be responsible for breaking up marriages. There's kids involved in this. There's two kids involved in this. Well, no, they're not involved in it. What's a stupid thing I just said? You know when people say there's kids involved? The kids aren't involved in it.
No,
the kids aren't
not
having the affair. She does, you know, the man that she's having the affair with does have kids, but you know, the kids have nothing to do with the affair. And you're all going to be surprised by my opinion on this. First of all, my advice to that lady, Charlotte, is if you are hanging out waiting for a long, meaningful relationship with this married man, you're kidding yourself. You're absolutely kidding yourself. Because for a start, he's probably telling you that he'll leave his wife. Well, I don't know if he is. But if he is, and you're believing that bollocks, you're an aegis. If you also believe that he's not sleeping with his wife still, you're an aegis as well. Mm-hmm. Because men will say that. "Oh, God, we're sleeping in separate rooms. Oh, she means nothing to me. She means nothing to me." Believe me, he's cuddling up to her every night. So don't be stupid. And I know they are some of the things that your friends said to you, or your ex-friends said to you as well. So I believe you're an aegis. I don't believe. And by the way, what's the expression? If he cheated with you, he cheated on you. Or is it just, I can't remember.
If he cheated with you, he'll cheat on you.
Is that the right thing? Am
something
I saying
like
the right
that
thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, if he was prepared to have an affair with you, he will have an affair on you. So if you think you're going to be able to make him happy and all that, that ain't going to happen. Now, however, and you're all going to be shocked by this, but I genuinely feel this way. I feel she's more to, or sorry, I feel he is more to blame than she is for this situation. She is single. Or was single. She wasn't connected in any way.
No, I agree.
She wasn't connected in any way. She was completely single. And if you see in the message that she sent, she did say at one stage, and kudos to her for this, "Are you sure about doing this because you're married?" So she gave him a little warning and said, "Listen, I'm going to be your conscience here. And I'm just telling you, you know you're married, by the way. Are you sure you really want to do this?" And at that point, he could have said, "Yeah, you're right. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me."
And she did say, "I said to him at the start, are you sure because you're married?"
Yeah.
And he said, "No, no, no, come on."
Yeah. So my point is, I think she's being unfairly treated. Friends are supposed to support you, by the way, no matter what you do. That's what I thought. I thought girls were supposed to stick up for themselves, stick up for each other. So I think she is being unfairly treated, yeah?
She's being unfairly treated.
But she is.
And yet Michael sent a message in immediately saying she's a homewrecker whether she likes it or not.
No. He's the homewrecker. He's the homewrecker. She is single, okay? She is single. I'm not approving of what she did, but she is single. She said to him, at one stage, she said...
Are you sure because you're married?
Yeah. So, you know, she is in the same way. Here's an analogy. It'll probably annoy you, but feck it anyway. If you give a kid 5 bags of sweets, yeah, and that kid eats them until the kid is sick, who is to blame? You for giving the kid the sweets or the child that just won't stop eating the sweets and eats them until they're sick?
I don't get the analogy, though.
Well, there's the analogy. So my point is he had the option. He was offered the ride or whatever. He had the option to say, no, I'm married. Like, she was single. Can we not remember this part? She was she was not in a relationship.
I agree with you. However, if she had any morals about her, she'd have walked away, would she not? She'd have said, look, I don't want to have anything to do with a married man.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. We're not here to question her morals. Her morals aren't in question here. It's the way...
Well, people are judging her because of her morals.
It's the way she... Why is she the villain and he's not the villain?
Oh, no, nobody said he's not the villain.
She was single.
Her problem is being called a homewrecker.
But there's no home wrecked. There was no home wrecked.
Well, not yet. Not yet, because obviously nobody has found out about it. But it's only a matter of time before a home is wrecked, is it not?
Well, I don't know. If you look at the full message, I get the feeling that this is only a fling. She fancies him and this isn't... I don't think she's waiting for a long, meaningful relationship.
We would love to hear from you on this.
Am I wrong here?
She should have, well, this is the question.
Let's remember the facts here, okay? Let's remember the facts here. The facts
are... she's not in a relationship.
Is that she was not in a relationship. Yep. She warned him. She said to him, she said, and I quote,
yep,
are you sure you want to do this? You're married.
Yep.
Yeah. So that was the warning.
But
yeah?
When he said, come on, let's go, she should probably still have said, well, look, I'm not into this. I'm not into this at all.
Okay, I'm wrong. Okay.
I want to bring in this WhatsApp voice note that we got just before we started recording today's podcast. And this is from a guy called Dara. Have a listen to this.
No, I'm just sending in a voice note to follow your page on Facebook and to see what topics normally be on. And just something that you have there today that relates to me about affairs and cheating and things like that. And it's something that's not light or funny. My own wife, I found out 3 years ago, just under 3 years ago, I live in... And my own wife was having an affair with one of the coaches in the local GAA club. And he knew about me. All the kids played the Gaelic there and had to take them all out from the guard club. Don't mean to come across being better for. I'm left now, she's gone. He dumped her then after 6 months. But affairs and cheating and people that know someone is married and there's kids and all that involved, they're both spotted each other. And anyone that does it, and you can say one person is married and I wasn't, which we've heard all that, so it's despicable when you know, especially when you know there's children involved and things like that. So we've been left as a broken home now, and kids, my ex-spouse had to go, she was homeless and everything for a while, and thankfully she started getting sorted. I helped get her somewhere. Don't wish any bad, but people that know there's children involved and there's kids, and I hope it doesn't come across as bitter because I'm getting on with my life, but they're rotten hell as far as we can say. People that know what they're doing and breaking up homes, so yeah.
You can rot in hell is what that message said a moment ago.
Completely understand why you're angry. I think your anger should be more towards your wife stroke ex-wife than the bloke. And as well, I do believe it's different when there are children involved. Okay, I think that brings it up to another level. Yeah, if you're married, it's bad. If you're married and there's kids involved, then you're bringing more people into this whole mess.
Okay, and just to explain, by the way, that message, as I said, came in before we started recording today's podcast. We disguised that man's voice. We bleeped out the part of Dublin that he is from.
And other details.
And we also edited out details of the amount of children that he has and so on, because we don't want anybody being identified.
Because there's children involved.
Yeah, so that's why we disguised that and bleeped out the name of the part of Dublin that the man is from. Anyway, she had an affair with a coach in the local GAA club. And in this particular part of Dublin, there is only one GAA club, so that's why we bleeped it out. Elaine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Elaine?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Elaine. So, can you understand why Charlotte is being basically ghosted by some of her friends because she's in a relationship with a married man?
100%. It's not just a married man. He has kids. She knew this. Yeah, she might have turned around to him and said, do you want to go ahead with this? But she knew he was married and had kids. How did she think she was going to come out with this? Smelling of fucking roses. Oh, you're in a relationship with a married man here. You've got my blessing. Off you go.
But again, she was single. When you were single, I don't know. Are the rules of being single not that you can go for whoever you want because you're single? You have no ties. She had no ties.
Oh, so that makes it okay?
No, I didn't. No. I think the whole thing is scummy. I think it's scummy. Affairs are scummy. People who have them are scummy, especially if there's kids involved. But she had no ties. How many times do I have to keep saying that? She had no ties.
She might have had not any ties, Jeremy, but she knew he was married. Before she started this relationship, she knew he was married.
And she gave him a warning and said, are you sure you want to go down that road? And obviously, the old expression, what's it, a standing Mickey has no conscience.
No conscience.
Obviously, his Mickey was standing, he had no conscience. But
should she not have said, oh, well, look, here, you may have a standing Mickey with
no
conscience.
It's not up to her. It's not up to her to be the moral guardian here. It's up to him to be the moral guardian, not her.
He's just as bad as she is. He's an absolute asshole. If he is not happy in his marriage, leave. Why cheat on your wife and risk everything with your kids? Risk everything for an affair with one of your work colleagues? No, I think it's just a whole situation.
Okay, but again, Jeremy's argument is that this particular lady, who's Charlotte, who contacted us, she is not in a relationship. She has done nothing wrong per se.
She has, though. She slept with a married man. She knew he was married. If she hadn't have known he was married, say she got into this relationship with him and he never mentioned he was married and never mentioned he had kids and then she developed feelings, then I might get her point. But I don't. She knew he was married. I'm with my partner 13 years. And if I found out he was having an affair, I'd kill him stone dead. And then I'd kill her.
Why would you kill her?
Because, she knows he's married. Just say in that situation, this was me and I found out that, say, my partner was having an affair with a work colleague and she knew he was with me. I'd kill her because she knew.
But she's not the one that was married. She didn't sign anything in any registry office. She has no ties at all.
But she knew he was married. That's my point. It's not like she got into a relationship and then found out, say, a year down the line and he turned around and said, sorry, look, I'm married. Blah, blah, I have two kids. She knew from the fucking start. She didn't have to get in bed with him. She knew she was going to get this backlash. What did she think her friends were going to do? Give her a big hug and say, congratulations, you're in a relationship with a married man.
Well, not judge her, basically. No, you know, friends shouldn't really be judgmental, should they?
If I found out my friend was having an affair with a married man and she knew he was married and knew about his family, I'd feel the exact same as her friends.
You'd blank your disgusting. Friend. You would blank your friend for having a relationship with a married man.
I think it's disgusting. If you knew he was married, you're wrecking a family. It's not just him and his wife.
Your friends do things all the time that that you may not approve of. So and I'm going to take it down a different route then. If you had a friend, Elaine, I don't know if you're anti-abortion, pro-choice, I don't know what side you're on, but if you were pro-life and you found out that your best female friend had had a termination last week, would you be there to support her or would you turn your back on her?
That's slightly different.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not because friends do things that are...
That we may not approve of.
Now, the one thing I do agree is you shouldn't cover for a friend. You shouldn't get involved. And I think that's a big mistake to make, that if you start covering for friends and, you know, lying for your friends who are having an affair, you should say, if your friend has an affair, yeah, and you don't approve of affairs, you should say, listen, you're having an affair with someone. I don't approve of what you're doing. Don't ask me to get involved in it. Don't ask me to cover up for you. Don't ask me to lie for you. But you do what you want to do. I'll still be your friend. Like, you don't just cut off a friend because they're doing something that you don't approve of.
Okay, but again, I want to come back, and Kathleen is asking this question. Jeremy, she knew he was married. What part is that do you not understand?
Well, I do understand. What part of it do you not understand? Like, try and keep up with the conversation.
She has two, or like, this fella has two kids. It's not just him. It's a whole family she's playing around with.
No, it's
the
him.
Two of them.
Sorry,
the
no,
two
the,
of them
the,
are playing
the,
around.
The married man is. The married man, he was the one, that made the promise on the altar or whatever.
Yeah, okay, Jeremy, but at the same time, he said she knew. It's not a big surprise to her 6 months down the line that he's married. She even said to him, here, I'll give you an out. Why didn't she just at that point say, sorry, you're married, when you decide to leave your wife?
Because she fancied him.
And what? I'm sure there's plenty of people you fancy that are, and you're married. I don't see you going off sleeping with people.
I haven't got the time, Jesus. Where would someone get the time these days?
No, but
I get the point. I get the point you're trying to make. But, you know, she gave him the warning. She said, you know what I mean? Are you sure you want to do this? That was his.
So that makes it okay.
No.
That makes it all okay.
No, that was not. Jesus. That was his chance to say, actually, you're right. Thank you for being my conscience.
But why wasn't it her choice or her at that point for her to turn around and say, look, you're obviously not happy in your marriage. When you decide to leave your wife, come find me.
Because
I'm not getting involved with this mess.
They never leave their wives. And especially whatever chance he has in this day and age, they aren't going to leave their wife, because you won't get another on the property ladder. There's so many couples I know who can't stand each other but are living together just because they can't afford to separate. So if she was waiting for him to leave the wife, she's going to be waiting a long time.
No, I just think the whole situation is scummy. He's an absolute scumbag.
It is scummy, yeah.
And a derper for what he's doing on his wife. He is an absolute scumbag. But she's just as bad. It takes two to tango.
It does take two to tango. But again, if I follow Jeremy's argument here.
It takes two to tango, but there's always one person who leads the dance.
Well, okay.
No, but there is.
But Jeremy, you're trying to justify it as to saying, like, she's single, she's this. But at the same time, she knew he was married. That is the difference. How would you feel if your wife came home to you and was having an affair with her colleague and his colleague knew you, or her colleague knew you?
That's slightly different. Yeah, if you know the, I mean, I know her male colleagues that she.
But how do you know that Charlotte doesn't know his wife?
We don't know. We actually don't know.
That does make it slightly different. But I just don't think she's the monster that people are. In an ideal world, she should have stepped away as soon as she knew he was married even before that night. But again, she had no ties. She had, you know, she was single. It was up to him to keep it in his pants.
But it was. He's an absolute dickhead for doing what he's doing. He's an absolute scumbag. He's the lowest of the low. If you're unhappy in your marriage, don't cheat on your wife. Leave. And as you said, people don't leave at this, but leave. Don't string her along. Don't string your two kids along. You're an absolute fucking dickhead for doing it. But at the same time, as you've just said, she knew before this whole affair happened and this whole affair started, he was a married man.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Elaine. Let me bring in Samantha. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Samantha?
Hi, lads. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Samantha. This lady, Charlotte, can't understand why her friends or some of her friends, particularly her best friend, has blanked her because she's in a relationship with a married man. What do you make of this?
I don't know. I think Charlotte must have a screw loose that she doesn't know why her friends are blanking her, because she's made a big boo-boo here by going with a married man, hasn't she? And yes, she knows he's married. And yes, she did say to him, are you sure about this? But that's not enough. She should have walked away and found herself a single fella. So what is it about the married man that she wants so badly? Is it the fact that she knows she'll never have him for long term? Or what is the situation? Because
you've heard the expression, I'm sure, you can't help who you fall in love with. And maybe she just fell head over heels for him.
I know that can happen, and it does happen every day. You're right.
But as well, sorry for cutting across you, Samantha. as well, from looking up research on this over the years, what I've discovered is the reason a lot of women are attracted to married men, and a lot of women are attracted to married men, is because they don't want any ties, and you'll have no ties with a married man. You don't have to spend weekends with him because he's with his wife and kids. And maybe she just wants a sexual fling with somebody that she fancies. And yes, she is immoral for doing it. I'm not saying she's not. She is immoral for doing it. But that's probably the attraction that people have. I mean, I don't understand, personally, why you'd want to be someone's bitch on the side. That literally, she's meeting them on a Tuesday and a Wednesday. I don't even know how do couples have affairs nowadays? Like, everybody have a mobile phone.
I don't know, I wouldn't have the time.
You know, my phone has GPS on it. Like, you can tell where people are nowadays. But supposing she's literally meeting them on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, maybe, and they're going out for dinner, yeah? And then she's literally saying goodbye to him. See you, Ken, or whatever his name is. See you, Ken. And Ken is going back to his wife and playing Happy Families, and she's going home alone. I mean,
but maybe she's happy with that. Maybe that's what she wants.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just, no, that's yucky. Like, how does she get in the bedroom? Like, how does she even want to be with somebody? Because they're still having sex their wives, no matter what they say.
Okay, the guy.
You know, they're still sleeping with
the guy you sent the message originally, whose wife, which is a horrible, horrible story, really is, has been on. He's not happy with something I said. And he's saying, Jeremy, you have a valid point in what you're saying, but believe it or not, or believe it, not until it happens to you that you realise how deplorable the third party is, as in the affair person. You kind of have to place yourself in the injured party's shoes to think of how you'd really feel. I appreciate that completely. I've never been in that situation, and I can only imagine.
Yeah.
I'm sure you want to beat the crap out of the two of them, but just my only argument is that if you're to deal with it on a percentage of guilt scale, so say you have a scale there, percentage of guilt, yeah? So you have the married man on column A and the mistress on column B. And if I were to add it up, I would say married man 70%, 75% guilty, the mistress 25% guilty.
But you just heard from that guy who sent us that message originally, and he's saying I hate the other fella as well. I hate the guy who had the affair with my wife.
Absolutely, and so you should. Yeah. But I think
I think they're both equally as guilty as each other. He's guilty because he's married and he knows what he's doing. He's got a family, I think he said. Even worse, he could take this girl on, and if they get found out, that's the family broken, that's the children then.
Let me ask you then, would you remain friends with a friend who was having a relationship with a married man?
I'd have to think about that one, to be honest. It doesn't come off my head straight away, you know, but I can't imagine it sitting easy with me at all.
Stay there for a second if you can, please, Samantha. I want to bring in more of your opinions. If you want to send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note, you just throw it to 085-825-2626. Ellie has been on to us.
Guys, good topic today. I think her friends are within their right to have an issue with what she's doing. I mean, any of my close friends, I'd respect if they ever pull me up on my bullshit. That's what close friends are supposed to do. She went into this situation knowing that he was married. You know, if she had any moral compass, she would have went straight to the wife when he started trying to pursue her and let her know what her husband was doing.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Now, Tara, you were in a similar situation. Sorry,
just before we go, to just make sure the button's pressed in.
The button is pressed in
for the recording or for the disguise thing, for the voice disguise.
It is.
Be very careful.
Yeah, it is.
So we are disguising this voice for obvious reasons.
Okay, so you were in this situation. Tell me a little bit about your story.
Yeah, so I met this guy at your work and we got on real well. I fancied him straight away. He was gorgeous. He was real nice. We became friendly and work, you know, just having the chat kind of as we were getting coffee, or like I'd be going out for a smoke and he'd be having a smoke and we'd get talking. And we got on really well. And yeah, it kind of just very much developed from there. Like, you know, I'd send him a joke on a text and he'd send a joke back, or like a funny meme, or like we'd have private jokes that kind of had grown in the office, like maybe about other colleagues who'd be having a laugh or something, and I'd see a meme and I'd send it on to him about that or something like that. But it all started just very friendly, and it kind of just grew and I just started getting feelings from, and he said the same about me.
At that stage, did you realise that he was married?
No, not at the start. I never thought to ask, to be honest with you, because I didn't see a ring on his finger. So it wasn't something I even really was thinking about. It's not something I'd ever ask anyone anyway. Do you know what I mean? If you're married or not, like, you assume, like, if things get flirty or whatever, that someone's not married. And I kind of actually found out later on that he was married and that he had kids, but it wasn't at the time a deterrent when I found out, because I think at that point we were probably in a bit too deep that I already had clear feelings for him.
Okay, so you found out that he was married, you didn't break up the relationship, but what sort of a relationship did you have when you discovered that he was married? How often were you even able to see each other?
So it was like the kind of line between when it becomes, like, sexual. And he kind of said to me, look, you know, obviously you know I like you. I'm sensing that you like me as well. It was when all the flirting was going on. And he was like, I'm just giving you the heads up here. You know, I'm game and all, but I do. I have a wife and I have kids. And, like, I respected him for being honest with me. But he told me he had feelings for me at that point. And I obviously did for him as well. So it wasn't like, I wasn't thinking of her. I was kind of, obviously I was being selfish, but I was kind of like just thinking of my time with him. It was like a drug. It was like being on heroin and all you want is your next fix and you don't care. Like, you get hurt in the process. And it just kind of developed from there. And then it turned into, well, what I thought was love. Like, I really did love him. And to be honest, I kind of think that even now, looking back, I think he did, but maybe he was too scared or something. Or maybe he was just in denial, or he didn't want to hurt his kids or something. But I don't know, the whole thing was just really complex at the end.
So tell me about how long this relationship lasted and when your family and friends started to find out about it.
So my friends and my family got a bit suspicious when I'd be starting to go on, like, nights away or weekends away, but they wouldn't be with other friends or with family members. So they'd know that I wasn't going away with people that I'd hang around with. So they'd be like, right, where is she going? And then I told them, look, I'm seeing a married man. It's very serious. He's going to leave his wife. He did tell me multiple times he was going to leave her and that she didn't make him happy. And, you know, she couldn't fulfill his needs, like, emotionally or physically or anything like that. They weren't having sex anymore. They weren't really talking. So we started to go away on, like, weekends away and stuff. And that's when people started to be like, Mayor, who are you going away with? We know you're going away with someone. That's too weird for you. It's obviously someone, but why aren't you telling us? And at that point, then I first told my sisters and then I told my friends, like, a couple of days later, and my mother.
Okay, so they all became aware that you were having this relationship with a married man.
Yeah, but because I couldn't hide it anymore, because they were starting to get suspicious. Like, they knew, you just know when someone's in bed. I was chirpier than normal. I was kind of disappearing, so, like, on weekends away, as I said, and they just started to notice, and they didn't put down to anything. They weren't expecting that I was married, man. They just thought I was just, it was early days, and I just didn't want to, you know, when people start getting involved, it's kind of sometimes, you know, you kind of come out of your bubble, but it wasn't that at all. It was just that, I just didn't say anything because of the situation. I kept it to myself. They thought it was mysterious.
Okay, so they eventually found out that this man was a married man and the reaction was bad.
Oh my God, I still remember the day I said it to my mom. I told my mom and my sister when they were together in the house, they were all just having a cup of tea, and I told them, and, like, I was kind of expecting them to, you know, not, like, kind of be like, right, okay, like, is he actually going to leave her? I'm kind of be more concerned, but, like, their anger towards me, like, I'm still
justified
like,
anger.
Disgusted that the way they treated me over it, like I was some piece of filth tramp.
Obviously, one of the things that a lot of people ask in a situation like this, so you're in a relationship with this guy, you eventually find out that he's married. Why did you not walk away as soon as you found out he was married?
Love. I loved him. You don't walk away from someone you love. And I kept thinking, you know, and he kept telling me he was going to leave her and, you know, we take the kids and, you know, we'd be together and not take the kids away from her, but, like, we could be our own little family eventually. And, you know, things would work out. And his plan was to leave or wait a couple of months. Then he'd meet me, I say in inverted commas, or air quotes, whatever they're called. And he would meet me by chance. and I would just kind of be there later. He would never tell her. The plan was never that he was going to tell her he had met someone. He was just going to leave, say he wasn't happy and leave, and then I would just mysteriously show up in the picture eventually.
So the relationship ended just over a year ago. Why did it end?
So it ended when we were all in work and I heard him. He didn't know I was there, and I heard him saying to another person who's kind of in the circle that, you know, we'd be pally with in work, that he had surprised his wife with like a really expensive night away to, I think it's called Farnham Estate.
Yeah.
That place. It's something like that. Farnham Estate, it's called, I think.
Mm.
And he's basically, he said that he's after, you know, pulling out all the stops and the champagne, and he's taking her out. And I was just like gobsmacked. I was like, that's not what you do with someone you're planning on leaving. That's not what you do with someone you say you don't love anymore or you don't want to be with anymore. That's something you do when you want to spend time and treat someone that you really care about.
So I assume you told him as much.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't want to. Then we were meeting up that night. And that night I met him, and he obviously wasn't expecting me to come up and finish with him. But we were obviously supposed to meet for a date night, and I went up and I said to him, look, I heard you. You're obviously not planning on leaving, or what's the story? Why are you taking her away for a weekend if you're planning on leaving, if you don't care about her? And he was like, oh, you know, we've kids together and I'm just trying to be civil. I was like, no, there's being civil with your wife and there's like acting like the doting husband. I said, that's not right. That's red flags for me and I don't deserve that. I deserve better, because he was telling me he loved me and I certainly loved him. And it's just like, I get really sad even talking about it. Even now I'm getting real sad because the amount of things that fucked up for me and the sacrifices I essentially have to make for him, sacrifices that can't be undone. And yeah, I'm still very angry and very upset to this day by everything.
And also, one of the reasons that she contacted us is that family and friends to this day still don't talk to you because they lost all respect for you, basically.
Yeah, no, they don't talk to me anymore. My sister, I haven't spoken to since the time she found out. And my mother is like, to be honest, if we're at family gatherings and stuff, like where I'd be invited by like cousins or whatever, who maybe don't know the full situation or are more understanding that I'm a kind of a victim and all this, like my mother would kind of be like, hi, boy, that kind of stuff, she'll keep it civil. I'd say she hates me, to be honest with you, the way she looks at me still. Like, I think they all just think I'm the piece of filth.
You just use the word victim. Is that what you see yourself as, the victim?
Oh, totally. I feel like I was scammed. Like, I feel like I was genuinely scammed. There's no difference to someone coming along and robbing a load of money from your bank account, only this didn't involve money, it was feelings. I was hoodwinked. I was completely oblivious to the fact that he was happily married and he wasn't planning on leaving his wife. And I was, you know, he wasn't ever going to be with me properly and out in the open and everything else, and would be able to walk down the road holding me hands like he was promising me. Have kids of our own one day, add to the family. Like, I lost. He's still continuing. I know who his wife is, and I do see her around. You know, I don't say anything, and I never approach her, and never do anything like that, because I'm a bigger person. I'm a good person. But I would totally see myself as the victim. I was holding, and I had, like, I was basically given the runaround, may have fallen in love with someone, and then I was hurt and turned aside, so.
But again, as I said already, you had the opportunity to walk away when you found out that he was married.
But he had already, like, there were already feelings there. Like, we'd already, like, kind of told each other how much we liked each other by that stage. So it wasn't as easy. It wasn't like it was just a fling, just sex. Do you know what I mean? There were emotions involved and a bigger picture look to the future involved, like, you know, us being together and his wife, you know, find someone. And, you know, I actually thought I was doing her a favour as well because, you know, why stay in a marriage with someone that you're unhappy with? So if he left her for me, that's actually kind of doing her a favour as well.
I don't know if anybody else would see it like that, to be quite honest with you.
That's completely fucked up. Can I just read out a message for you, actually? Stop playing the... And she did. You did use the word victim, in fairness. Stop playing the victim. You're no victim. The only victim in this game is that man's wife. Would you agree with that, Adrian?
Here's the thing. The difference with her story and Charlotte's story earlier on is that lady, Tara, didn't know he was married at the start of their relationship. She had no clue. She had no idea. She subsequently found out, at which point she could have ended the relationship, but she said there were feelings involved at that stage. She was mad about him.
My God, Tara, you will not believe the, I don't know, should we read them out? The hatred coming in for you here. Well, you know what? I was going to read out the comments to you of the hatred coming in, but I'm actually not going to. And the reason I'm not going to is, and this might annoy a lot of you who were messaging in hate comments, is because she had the balls to come on.
Absolutely. Where others won't.
And tell a story. And I'm not going to allow you all just to have the comfort of sitting on the keyboard going, that's a fucking tramp that drops their knickers, blah, 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 all those messages. And then get off scot-free by making me the bad person to read out those messages. I think what she did is deplorable, or what she's doing is deplorable. But I'm
She finished the relationship a year ago.
But I'm not going to give you guys the easy way out by sitting on your keyboards, texting her abuse, and then I'll be the middleman reading them out. So no, if you want to come on and talk to her, fine. I'm not reading out your vicious messages. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, you can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to 085-825-2626. This is Trevor.
Well, I'd say today's going to be a juicy topic. A lot of people now are saying he's a scumbag, he's a low life. But you know what? If he's at home and his wife is like a pillar of salt and she ain't doing anything, then what the hell do you expect him to do? Guarantee it, if it was a woman out looking for the D and if one man wasn't interested, then everyone would be on like, oh, she's doing what she has to because she has needs. It's 2024, women have rights. Oh, go fuck off. Can't wait to hear this topic, lads.
Never. It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Tara, let me just go back to you for a second. A lot of messages coming in.
Which we're not reading out.
Which we're not reading out. But just like with your friends and your mam, a lot of people saying you're getting what you deserve. What do you say to that?
Sorry, she just messaged there. I'm not saying on to...
Oh, she's gone.
Her message is going down. Just wait there. Stop this for a sec. I'm not going on to be abused by your callers. I wanted to tell my story. I can't argue with you, Tara. You don't have to sit there and get abused from... I mean, some of the comments coming in
are vicious. Yeah,
they're vicious.
All right, so she's not on the line. Okay, let me go to...
Sorry, JJ, can we try and get her back on, if possible? And we promise her if she comes back on, we're not going to allow people to abuse her.
Lola, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Lola.
Hey guys, how are you?
Could you remain friends with somebody who was knowingly having an affair with a married man?
I would remain friends, but I would advise, I don't think it's right. It's not what I would do, but I would give my opinion on it, saying that, but I wouldn't blank my friend. That's not my thing. If they want to do that, you can see the person for who they are, and I could make up my own decision if I thought that, like, if it was affecting families and that type of person, maybe it's not a person I want in my life. As a friend, if that was what they were doing, I wouldn't blank them, but I would tell them how I feel. And then I would make my own opinion on if I would want to remain friends with that person. If I saw that it was causing harm to other people, I would walk away. But I wouldn't blank them. I think people doing that to people is very... who benefits? Like, you're with a married person. Everyone's, you know, unless the married person splits up. Now, that's just my own... It's a very short opinion today for me.
Okay, so you would say to your friend... You would tell your friend how much you disapprove, but you wouldn't blank your friend. You wouldn't end your relationship with your friend.
Not straight away, but if I saw that it was getting to a point where I saw my friend, who I would trust to be an honest person, going down that route, they wouldn't be my friend, but I would not blank straight away. But it could be blanked. Do you know what I mean? It could be blanked. I would just have to see, like...
Okay, listening to Tara there, she said she feels like the victim. She feels she was scammed by a guy who all along knew he was married, obviously, but didn't tell her for a long time.
I actually feel sorry for her. But I think once she found out that you realise that she's with someone who's lied to her, so I think that's the point of a red flag, firstly.
And this, I'm sorry if we're going to cross you, Lola, would you agree that when she said, I nearly fell off my chair when she says to us, he told me that he wasn't still sleeping with his wife. That is the biggest bullshit story that a man can tell his mistress.
When I was younger, back in my 20s, I went on that dating website, Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
And I met a guy, okay? And that was grand. He lived in Malahide. We dated for a while. I realised, he only told me afterwards, he was still married. When I went up to the house, I was told the wife could end up. His profile picture was his marriage picture. I walked away straight away. There was absolutely no chance. I was lied to from the start. Okay, once someone lies like that, and if they're capable of lying to their wife, their family, their kids, they're capable of lying to everybody and you. I just wouldn't have time for that.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Lola, if you can, please. Let me go to...
Sorry, go on. Why are people so annoyed because I said it? But I'm going to say this very clearly again. People are annoyed saying, oh, I thought it was called Opinions Matter. Yes, it's called Opinions Matter. But I've always said this. I've said this from the day we started this podcast. It's called Opinions Matter. But we love your opinion. And if you're commenting on our Facebook page when we're recording this podcast, that's fine. You can give your comments. But I am not here to give you guys the easy way out. So when you text in messages to a mistress saying, oh, fucking fanny like the size of the Port Tunnel, that's what someone said. Do you honestly think I'm going to sit here and read out those messages to her?
You just did.
Okay, I just did, unbeknownst to myself. Yes, I did. That's not even funny, by the way.
No, but that is what some person said.
If you don't have the balls to come on and actually talk to the callers on the show, then I'm sorry. No, I'm not here to give you the easy way out, because it's easy just to go, oh yeah, fanny the size of the Port Tunnel. There you go, I'll send that in and I'll be able to abuse her. I'm not allowing abuse from the comfort of your keyboard. So if you want to have an opinion on it, grow a pair of balls. Thank you.
Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Vanessa.
How are you, Zad?
Good, thanks, Vanessa. What did you want to say on this?
I did get very frustrated to hear that caller calling herself a victim. She's not the victim.
Man, her exact words were, I feel like I was scammed. At the start, he knew he was married, but he never told her. It was months later before she found out he was married, at which stage she was mad about him.
Well, here's the issue that I have, right? She said she met this guy in work. Did she not talk to some of her colleagues and ask around about him before she actually engaged in anything? Because that's one of the first things that you do. You kind of get a feel for who they are before you actually go out with them. So the idea that nobody in her workplace knew that he was married and nobody told her is, you know, frustrating enough. But then when she did find out he was married, yes, feelings are involved. But at the end of the day, I know looking back on it is 2020, but at the end of the day, you're getting involved with someone who has already made a commitment to someone else. You know, that's what the ring is all about. That's what the commitment is. And you're engaging in deceptive relationship. That's not love.
You're engaging in you're engaging in a deceptive relationship. How is it deceptive? Yes. To whom is it deceptive? She knows she's having the relationship.
Yeah, but she wasn't telling any of her friends or family. So she knew something was wrong about the relationship because she knew he was married. She knew that people would judge her for it, maybe. She's deceptive to the wife. Well, he's deceptive to the wife. So it's still a deceptive relationship from his perspective. And she's engaging in it knowing that he's married. That's the frustrating part. And no, I don't think she's worse than he is, but I don't think she's any better either. And that goes to anyone who engages with a married person. You know the destruction that this can cause.
Okay, so let me ask you then.
Feelings or not.
The two of them, in fact, Charlotte, the first lady who sent us the email, and Tara, who we spoke to a while ago, both of them can't understand how their friends, some of their friends and some of their family have blanked them.
Because there are so many options nowadays. You can engage in a sexual relationship without needing ties. You can engage in a sexual relationship without all of the romantic stuff. That you don't have to run around after someone who is already taken. Whether they're married or not, they're already in a committed relationship and you are coming in between that. Knowingly. That's the problem
But it's not knowingly. It's not knowingly because she didn't know in the start.
Initially, yes. But she continued it when she did. So instead of ending it and having the first feelings and moving on,
if we're talking about this lady, Tara, that we spoke to, she found out months later that he was married. She didn't know, she says. And at that stage, she was madly in love with him.
That's not love. I'm sorry. If you're having to sneak around behind your friend's back, behind your family's back, behind everyone that you know and you love, behind their back to be with someone, that is not love.
Some people find that very exciting.
it's probably exciting. That's what lust is. That's what it, that's part of the human experience, yes. But there is ways of getting that high and ways of getting that excitement without running around behind everybody's back and lying to everyone that you know. That is not love. I'm sorry, it's not. Telling your telling the person that you're with, whether you're a bit on the side or whatever, telling the person that you're with, we have to hide this relationship, that is not love.
I've just gotten a message in, Vanessa, from...
No, you're right to be so angry.
And I don't have any hatred. I don't have any hatred towards her. I don't have any animosity, but that's the truth. It's not love if you have to hide everything you feel. We don't live in that kind of society.
Tara's story, yeah? I don't believe that was love. There's no way that was love.
Why wasn't it love?
Because most affairs are not based on love. They're based on lust. They're not based on love. Because... especially if you're having an affair with a married person, that married person, you can't love two people at the same time.
Can you not?
No, I don't believe. So,
do you believe that, Vanessa? You can love two people at the same time?
No, not in the same way.
So, ladies, if you're, and lots of people listen to this podcast, ladies, if you're with a married man at the moment and you're a mistress, you're a bit on the side, yeah, you're a weekend shag or whatever it is, and he is telling you that he loves you and he doesn't love his wife, ball ox.
We got a message in.
This is off the charts.
This is off the charts. Have a listen to this. Okay, it says...
By the way, don't name the...
No, obviously. Company. I've read it already. You fucked up today, lads. I know that girl...
Inverted commas.
Yeah, implying that that's not her name. I used to work with her in, and he names a company, and her bit on the side. You didn't disguise her voice very well. His wife is a lovely woman who I met lots of times when I worked there. Tell Tara that I hope her affair isn't exposed because lots of people know it happened now. Trust me, his wife will find out. Now, this relationship ended over a year ago.
Yeah, in fairness to us, she asked to have her voice disguised, which we did. We were confident that, well, it was disguised. Mm-hmm. So I don't feel... responsible for that if someone heard it.
No, but the fact of the matter is that this relationship is over. It finished a year ago. So
that'd be like, you know, you or me. Say if my wife found out I had an affair a year ago, yeah? That's your aperture was a year ago. I'm not angry about that now. You will still...
No, but no, nobody needs to know what I'm saying at this stage. Well, a year down the line, nobody needs to know, really, do they?
Well, the last line of her message, trust me, and she names him there. Yep. Is that his name? Is Rina?
Apparently, yeah.
Trust me, Blank's wife
will
find out about it. You see, I've issues with that as well.
That's what I just said. Yeah, nobody needs to know.
I've issues with... No, but you were making out like, no harm done.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying, ignore.
Would you agree, Vanessa, that there's no need for anybody to find out now at the moment with kids and all involved and divorces and... I wouldn't...
I don't... To be honest, if I was Tara, I would be telling the wife.
A year later.
Yeah, it is her story to tell. And at the end of the day, if he's done it once, you know yourself, it's likely he's going to do it again.
Vanessa, thank you. And thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.